welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. We are live on Facebook. Shouts out to
Facebook again. What is that?
You know, it's this new, well, it's actually kind of old, actually, if you kind of think about it. You know, all these kids are on that Instagram and that Snapchat, right?
Yeah.
Facebook is for the older people, right? Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the live show. Of course, all of our podcasters worldwide listening to this after the live show on the podcast feed on iTunes and Google Play and everything else that we're able to get it on Spotify. You are tuned into Geek Culture Congress. I am your host, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, along with the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Make sure you put yourself in the center there of that camera, okay? All right, then we'll make sure everybody sees the demeanor. And of course, we're waiting for the king of late night radio here in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise, to join us here at the live show. So as soon as he shows up, it'll be awesome. All right, so man, a lot of stuff happening in nerddom. Talking about Marvel, DC, comic book world, the Netflix shows, everything. It's crazy, right? All this stuff. It's a good time to be a nerd, huh?
It is. It's right at the end of the year, too. You know, going to your holiday season.
Yeah. So I want to get into the Captain Marvel trailer, too. This is the second trailer that's been released that came out. Was it Tuesday or Monday?
Monday, I believe.
I believe it was Monday. Yeah. I'm going to stick to Monday because you said it, okay?
Yeah.
So, we're going to stick to that. I want to save it for Joey to show up so we can talk, because I know he's a big Marvel. He's hardcore Marvel.
Yeah.
And, definitely, what we did miss, we weren't able to do a show. We just had so much going on with, Thanksgiving and the holiday season starting and all that stuff.
Actual lives.
Yeah. So, you know, our real lives, you know, our real 9-to-5s here and stuff. The passing of Stan Lee.
Ah.
And, you know, it was, he lived a great full life, you know.
How old was he? Was he 90?
He was 90, almost 100 and something. I don't know. He was, 98, 97 maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Can't be mad about that.
No, you definitely can't be mad about that. I just like to extend my condolences to all his family and his friends that know him personally and stuff like that. Always being, I remember going to Comic-Cons as a child whenever he attended them before the $100 autograph time. You get them for free or for really cheap, you know. He was a genuine person. He really was a genuine person. He really cared about what you thought about the projects and the books, and you know, he was really excited to meet everybody. That was my, especially when he was younger, and when he was older, you know, I went to one MegaCon in Orlando that was one of his last appearances. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's just signing away, you know.
Yeah.
But back in the day when he would go to the smaller Comic-Cons, especially here in Tampa and stuff like that, he would show up and, you know, it was just,
I mean, it,
you know, it wasn't pandemonium. I remember the big long lines like it used to be, you know.
Well, the movies make it.
Yeah. The whole, what's the word that I'm looking for? The whole experience, right? No.
Yeah. So he's, I would say he's the name in comic books, right?
Jack
Kirby, maybe, but like he's the name.
I would say that he is the person who changed the way the comic books were written, because his methodology was completely different from what DC was doing, or the distinguished competition, like he used to call it.
Yeah.
He enjoyed DC, and he thought it was cool, the Supermans and the Batmans and all that stuff and all the stories. But his thing was that he created the flawed character in the superhero world, you know. He was like, well, where's the humanity, you know?
Yeah.
That touch of humanity, like those old stories back in the day were like, ha, yeah, I'm the Superman or the big sewer, you know, here to save the day.
You call a villain a fiend.
Exactly.
You
cad. So he brought that that uniqueness, you know, that human touch to the stories, you know, that Peter, a mild mannered, a high school boy that got bitten by a radioactive spider and, you know, and just finally, you know, not finally, but, you know, got thrown into some superpowers, you know, and doesn't know what to do with himself, you know? Just that human touch, the you know, a person, a doctor, you know, that, you know, has a lot of repressed anger and stuff like that. You know, he gets stuck into a radioactive bomb and it becomes a raging monster, you know, whenever he gets mad, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, even the allegory of the X-Men is an allegory of, you know, the civil rights movement, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of his stories, like he found ways to introduce themes that were relevant to what was happening. And that's what I like to remember him like that. You know, we're definitely a pioneer in storytelling.
I think of comic books, that's the first name I think of.
Yeah. Definitely a pioneer in storytelling. And we'll have Joey chime in when he shows up.
Yeah.
So you can see everybody on Facebook got the empty camera waiting for him and that empty microphone there. Let us know if you're on, shout out to June, what's up? If you're, listening to us on Facebook, let me know how the audio sounds. You know, of course, we're recording this for posterity so we can upload it to our podcast feed, but if you know there's a little any weirdness happening there in the feed, let me know. I would like to know if we could try and fix it live. Okay. Let's see what we can get into. Did you finally finish that season 3 Daredevil?
I did finish season 3 Daredevil.
So give me some quick cliff note reactions.
My favorite season.
Yeah, definitely.
So far,
you think so? Definitely. Better than season 2? Really?
I like season 2 because of the Punisher. But I liked more characters in this season. Are we spoiler alerting this?
You know, I'd say it's so old now and you know, all the cancellation announcements and stuff like that. I mean, if you haven't gone checked that out now, you're just probably not about that life.
It's been 2 weeks.
You probably just don't care about Daredevil, so you're not probably not going to mind us spoiling it. So I say, yeah, why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
That's your warning, okay?
Yes, sir.
3, 2, 1.
So, it's probably my favorite season.
Yeah.
Love the fight scenes this season. He took a lot more punishment.
He did,
but
man.
I understood it. The villains were great.
Yeah.
Both villains were great. The plot was great. The plot twist, I thought it was great.
Really?
I thought it was great. And if they don't do the way it ended, we know they're canceling it.
It's done. We don't know what the future holds for it.
It was a nice, tidy ending. I don't know if they knew they were going to be canceled or whatever. But it was
I think they had to end it that way just in case, you know? I don't think there was anything confirmed, you know, or set in stone. So you're like, let's snip it in, you know, let's tighten it up here at the end there, you know, with a little knot. So there's no leaks. There's no, really no cliffhangers.
I was very pleased with it.
I really like Vincent of how you say his name? D'Onofrio. Yeah. He was off. He's, if they don't find a way to introduce him into a Spider-Man movie, I'll be disappointed. I don't know. They got to make some kind of a...
Spider-Man has all these other villains.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Daredevil doesn't have that many.
I don't know.
So they're probably keeping him as a
I would be excited, though, if they made it happen. But I really enjoyed it. There's one fight scene that's in jail, and it's just amazing. It's like old school cinematics at its best.
Yeah,
the way that they filmed it. So they don't film stuff like that anymore.
No,
and it
not
was
in America.
No, not in America, definitely. And it was refreshing to see that fight scene.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that. If anything at all, that would probably be worth it just to see that fight scene.
Yeah.
So go check it out. It's really talking about Stan Lee's stories. That flawed character, that humanity character, that you know, that human touch, that human elements in this season at, you know, 100%. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like the emotions and all the characters, yeah. So, I mean, if you're, you know, it's not just about the superhero fighting the villain, definitely. Yeah. So,
and Daredevil got hit really hard with a baseball at some point. I thought that was hilarious. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a comic movie.
Yeah.
It was confident.
Well, it's a show, you know.
Yeah.
Technically.
Comic book show, yeah. So, Daredevil 3, I say it was a success.
So what's the future, man? The future of all these Netflix shows getting canceled. Of course, you know, Disney's coming out with their streaming service.
Yeah.
I mean, the writing's on the wall for a lot of it. But what the rumor is that they're going to take a PG-13 approach to their Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I don't know if it's, nothing's been confirmed or denied, but they just assumed since the Disney name is going to be forefront as the streaming platform, they're going to go PG-13, which is why they announced the shows that are like the, it was the Scarlet Witch and Loki, they're going to have their own series or their own little prequel seasons on that platform, as well as they also announced, which is very interesting to me, Falcon and what's his name? Stefan Stan plays the Winter Soldier. And it's going to be Falcon and Winter Soldier season show.
Shows?
Yes, a show. Not I think a it's movie. A prequel. No, it's not a show. It's a show like a la Netflix, but on the Disney streaming service.
Yeah, okay.
Which leads me into my next question. And Mr. Joey Franchise Show is joining us live in the building. Joey, just before you start, I had to put the camera the other way because it looks better.
Okay.
But you can't.
I look better?
Because, you'll look better that way. Better? Yeah, So, you're good right there. All right. So don't move. And then, I figure you don't want to look at yourself anyway, so, you know.
No, I don't.
It's very nerve-wracking.
I tried to get you a nicer camera, but the...
We gotta use my iPhone.
The old phones that I use for this...
got a Nokia 2670 over there.
Yeah. I'm using these recycled phones for this live broadcast.
It's like old school Blueberry
definitely. So, jumping the conversation, we're talking about the Netflix cancellations.
Yeah.
Did you catch Daredevil season 3 yet?
In the process, I'm like literally.
Literally in the middle. Oh, so I'm glad because we just spoiled the crap out of it.
Good. I'm glad I wasn't here for that.
We didn't really spoil
it. It was light. Spoiler light.
Yeah.
It was spoiler light, definitely. We were talking about Stan Lee, and we're talking about a lot of his legacy is that human touch to these superhero stories that he created before, and DC was like the, I'm Superman, I'm here to save the day. Yeah. Where, you know, he introduced that human touch, and then DC had to, to compete.
There was a lot of drama. Like, even like one of my favorite comics reading was X-Men.
Yeah.
And just the drama surrounding about like these guys, like with special gifts being looked at in society as like, freaks and not being accepted.
Yeah, definitely.
And, I mean, you remember even seeing it in the movies, and the way they portrayed it in the movie was, was spot on as well.
Yeah.
These are like real life issues, like kind of even we deal with today, like, with race and sexuality and things of that nature. So, I mean, spot on with Stan Lee, like just creating that human factor of, and embedding it into these comics.
Yeah, it was really a great time to read comic book to be. I wish I was alive at that time when we were making those books.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good time. What we're talking about is that touch, that human touch, that's really prevalent in this Daredevil story. There's a lot of drama, lot of emotions and a touch of depression and things that humans go through, in a superhero story.
I think that's what makes any Marvel project as of lately, between Netflix series and the MCU, super successful, just because of that human touch.
Yeah.
Marketing dollars probably aren't hurting either.
Yeah, that too. Toys are selling too.
Yeah, the Marvel Legends, they got to ride the Marvel Legends out. They got to empty out that stock. So anyway, talking about now getting to the cancellation part, the notice of the cancellation, we already know paintings on the wall that of course, it's going to go to some kind of streaming service owned by Disney, whether it's Hulu, whether it's their own streaming service or anything.
Disney own Hulu too?
Disney owns currently 30%, and if the what I read in the news, they own 30%, and if they do the merger with Fox goes through, fine. They will own 70% of Hulu.
Oof, wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Which is wow. So,
Mickey Mouse ears on everything.
This is Disney time. That's it.
I'm not excited about that.
We're going to get into that. But first, Disney's talking about they're going to have the Loki show, the Loki dedicated to Loki, the one dedicated to Scarlet Witch. They're talking about now Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
Scarlet Witch by herself
Vision, and Loki by herself.
From what I heard, it's with Vision as well.
Scarlet Witch and Vision, possibly. Okay. Yeah. I guess obviously these are prequels, all before the snap. So,
okay, that's my next thing. Like, how they gonna do
it? Pre-snap and post-snap.
Yeah.
Marvel Cinematic Universe. So pre-snap. I guess these are pre-snap shows. So unless they're gonna expand on something that happens in Avengers 4, which we don't know.
They're gonna use different actors, I'm guessing.
I don't think so.
No, they're keeping the same.
I think they're keeping the same actors.
They're keeping
everybody
the same.
Yeah, man.
Tom Hiddleston is confirmed for the Loki show.
Okay.
And from what I know, Elizabeth Olsen is confirmed for the Scarlet Witch situation as well.
Okay. So the question is now, the canceled Netflix shows, is Luke Cage and Iron Fist gone? We're done with them? Daredevil's probably hanging by a thread? What do you say?
I think if anybody's going to get a movie out of this, is probably Daredevil with the Fox merger.
You think so?
I think eventually it'll be a Daredevil.
I don't know. I think they went that route, and I don't think that character probably stands alone by
Ben
himself.
Ben Affleck playing
I don't know.
Even though he was the bomb in Batman, he played a really good Batman.
Yeah. I think more likely they would do a Defenders movie.
I like that.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Punisher. Well, this is probably the last Punisher.
There needs to be a fire Punisher movie being made. Like, the Thomas Jane one wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Oh, the Netflix show's good.
But, the Netflix show is good, but I would just love to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But then they may be just done with these smaller characters. I don't know. I think those shows are going to
transitions to my next topic. They just announced that they're working on a Shang-Chi, which is a Master of Kung Fu movie for Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm not sure which director they had. I didn't write down the director's name that I have attached to it right now. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it's in the works.
Yeah.
So, do we get do we get some Iron Fist in that too? Do we get
would be a nice little segue too is through Doctor Strange.
Do they use the same actor? Do they keep the actor? What happens? You know, I don't know how that works.
Changes.
You think everything changes?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Especially because I think what Disney's gonna want to do next. Is now that they have full control and now this Fox deal is going to go through. It's they want to.
Yeah, they own the house now.
Yeah.
Except they can't do. They still can't do a standalone Hulk movie right now.
My thing is, will Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. be.
Who knows?
Moved over to the service.
That's going
to
be post snap. That's got to be post snap.
The snapshire.
That's got to be post snap.
Yo,
because we don't even know.
But no, I really think that the Disney would want to keep everything.
Think so?
Integrated, and they want to like kind of keep that flow of everything being connected. Yeah. Now that they have a streaming service where it's just like, okay, now you get extra content that still ties in with the, like, come on, like, look at how long we've been waiting for this Avengers 4 trailer.
Yeah.
Ever since the ending of Infinity War. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to want to hang on. If they right now they said, hey, our streaming service or this clip of, or what have you, like, is, you know, watch this to get an idea of like where we're going next with the movies, like, you got me all in. Like, anything that's connected and can give me more continuity to what's going on already in the storylines through these past films that they're now gonna like integrate in the streaming service, like, I'm all in. And I think they're gonna want to keep it that way.
I think what do you think happens to the more mature characters, like, of course, Punisher is going to get canceled after the season comes out, and the Daredevil themes and all that stuff. You think that's gone?
I don't think it's gone. I think there's a place for it. And I think, and Disney already likes the idea of having Deadpool around and keeping it exactly what it is. I mean, you already see, like, they're doing a Daredevil PG-13 version. That's because they're trying to, like, see.
A Daredeval?
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, Deadpool. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new Deadpool movie. It comes out December 12th. It's called Once Upon a Deadpool. I guess it's like a Christmas.
The PG-13 version with Fred Savage
starring,
in the Wonder Years.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Animated?
It's a Fox movie.
Is it animated? Or
no,
it's live action. It's exactly it's Deadpool 2, just toned down.
Okay.
Added new scenes to it, so they made it more toned. They toned it down when they added, like, Fred Savage to the movie and a couple other
things. I got you.
Huh. Interesting. We're going to get into that, but
I'm not a big proponent of this. I'm one of these people that just does not.
Are you going to catch that on the FX channel when it comes out?
I do not want Disney to have a Fox property. I'm one of those people. I don't want it.
Don't resist it, Tarek. Okay, don't resist it.
Forgive me, fellow geeks, but I have a sense that once Infinity War comes out, that there's going to be like because that's what it's been building towards the whole time, and I'm almost like, what are you going to do now? are you going to try? They're going to build towards something else? You know, like this is going to be over. Are they going to build towards something else after that? Or is it just we're going to get these individual movies that are going to be kind of tied in?
Like, oh, we're getting Secret Wars.
Like you think so?
You think so?
Oh, that's Secret Wars is going to happen.
You think that's happening? I don't know, man. I think that's... I don't even know how where they would start with that. I think they'll lose like half the people, half of the fly-by nights, the ones that are not true fans.
Well, you know they're doing, from what I know, from what I've been hearing, Avengers 4 post-credit scene will feature the Eternals.
Huh.
So it's going to segue to Eternals and they're going to go back.
They're actually...
tell that story.
As we segue to the next topic, they did announce an Eternals movie that they're working on. And that's another kind of like the question that I pose for you to everybody there for the Eternals is do even people know what that is?
But that's the thing. Like I never
that's
really,
a hard, like, I even I had to kind of like look it up.
I'm on
and
the same
I'm in the
thing.
Space
like,
stuff.
Dude,
I'm in the Marvel space stuff.
I have the encyclopedia at the house. I had like Eternals. What did I miss? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think
that's a hard sell, man. That's like a harder sell than probably anything they've ever done. I don't even know how.
I thought it was Gambit and the Externals. I was like,
oh,
you get to see Morph.
Wow.
I don't know, man. What do you think? What do you say, Tarek? Tarek, you as an actor, and somebody calls you and they want you to be part of the Eternals. And yeah, it's Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dude. Yeah, it's Money in the Bank.
Dude,
what do you say?
I did a movie this weekend,
uh-huh,
where I was getting urine from a dog. You're asking the wrong person.
Like the dog handed you urine.
But if you like, no, I'm saying like if you're a, you know, a little bit more, you know, you got like a bunch of offers, and you're
no,
in Hollywood and you're popping.
No, I'm in it for the money.
So like if it's a bomb from day one, you don't even care.
I don't care.
No,
my just integrity goes out of the
cut
window.
The check, right?
Check. Appreciate it. You kidding me?
Pay me, man.
I don't know, man. We will reserve judgment on the Eternals, okay? Until we see.
I think it'll be all
right. At least
it's
a trailer,
good,
right?
It's good because I think it's interesting that they're getting into some real deep cut stuff and bring it to the big screen.
Well,
I thought about like when they thought about doing the Inhumans. I didn't know how I felt about that.
Yeah, that did not go well.
Yeah, because you already saw what happened. They made it a TV show.
No, that went very bad.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well,
that
the Eternals, from what I understand, are like the beginnings of the mutants on Earth, right?
Yeah.
Like they're the ones that the mutants on Earth descend from the Eternals.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, that's where X-Men come from. Hmm. Like all the X-Men, you know. But it's dope that they're telling that story because if you just throw the X-Men, you know, when this deal is done, like into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like... You're going to be like, where have these guys been the whole time? Yeah. Like, they could have avoided half this stuff that's been going on.
True. Interesting. I think if they do it properly when they finally introduce the X-Men mutants theme, I think they can make it happen. I think they could definitely make it happen. So, we'll see. I don't know. I think is it going to be difficult to... There's a big chance with all this new stuff... Even the Shang-Chi and the Eternals, and these are big stuff to lose these, you know, the mass audience, should I say.
Yeah, even like Namor.
Definitely
like,
a big opportunity.
For me, like, I'd get lost off of Namor. Like, I would get lost.
Yeah.
Or, especially with the way the continuity's been with the movies.
If they get into Fantastic Four, Namor's happening. Definitely. So.
It's going to be a lot
for people to follow, man.
Aquaman's terrible.
People are literally going to have like an encyclopedia about Marvel in their homes.
Why does this guy have wings on his ACL? This dude really has wings on his feet. They can't do that.
They gotta cut that out.
He can't have wings on his
feet. He's got to at least have like a tattoo or something like that.
Yeah, tattoo
that thing.
I don't know, man.
That's
I don't know. Give us your... You missed it because we got into it right in the beginning. Give me your opinion, your reactions of the latest Captain Marvel trailer, please.
Got a better idea of the story now.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in knowing who Annette Bening's character is because she, from what I've been hearing, is she's supposed to be some type of sinister lady, you know, kind of manipulating Captain Marvel into, you know, fighting in the war. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if she comes in to play a bigger role, you know, but, you know, because I didn't know, you know, she was in the movie. But overall, like, I'm glad they got to explain the whole punching the old lady in the face, because even my mother was like, why is she punching an old lady in the face?
Right.
So it's, well, like, it's good.
A lot of people who knew as Skrulls, okay,
if you know, you know. It was one of those, if you know, you know, situations.
You know.
But I'm glad they broke down a lot of things.
But definitely, see, that's disconnect
dumbed it down.
Of the people who know and don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And just that's the thing that scares
something
me.
Something simple. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that scares me with all these new characters that pop up. It's just like, you know, how would you know that, you know, that was a Skrull she was punching in the face? If you weren't, like, really
does Disney even care? I think they're just going to let loose and just cut, you know.
I mean, it's already a cash cow.
Yeah. And make money, right?
So allow me to be the salty negative one again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not excited about that trailer. Did not excite me.
The Captain Marvel?
No.
No?
I like the way...
I
forgot that. What is it? The second stage she goes in.
Yeah. It's like binary.
Binary, yeah. I like the way that looked, but I'm not... I don't like the way the Skrulls look. So far, just on the trailers, I don't see a lot of excitement for her.
Mm-mm.
As a character. I'm like, well, there's no personality yet that I've seen in the trailers to make me say, I wonder what she's going to be like.
Right. And character. That's the problem I'd had with it. Like, I mean, the effects look great. Yeah. I mean, you know, even I think what's really stood out and got me, you know, pretty excited was the ending of the trailer where she's like blasting everything in space.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're right. Like, as far as I don't know what her personality, like, there's really no personality to her character. Like, I'm still trying to, like, I get the story a little bit better. I'm trying to figure out which route they're going to be. I'm wondering who Jude Law's playing. Like, I mean, there's a few theories out there who his character is, but, like, I mean, I'm with you. I'm not as excited for the movie, but I think what I'm more excited about is knowing how it all ties into Avengers 4. That's the only reason why I'm really hyped for this movie to even drop.
At this point, I'm going to anything. I'm going to go see.
Yeah,
anything.
They're going to take my money.
Here's the problem with Captain Marvel.
Marvel can shut up and take my money at this point.
Yeah, we're going to see it regardless. But here's the problem with Captain Marvel as a character. I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody in the fandom of comic books, of Marvel comic books, to say, "Oh, I got Captain Marvel number one." She's not a tentpole person that you'd, "Oh, I'm buying those books." Now, Wonder Woman? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but Captain Marvel? No. She is an ensemble character. She's in an Avengers book. She's part of a Defenders book. Yeah. She's teamed up with somebody 89% of the time.
She's so on the side.
Yeah.
That they decided to let Rogue take her powers.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's Marvel's way, and I feel like Marvel felt like they had to do this and capitalize on having a strong female character to present on the big screen, because it's like, you know, we saw what Wonder Woman did for DC. But, like, you know, Wonder Woman's everybody. That's an iconic character. Like, the thing about DC, whether their movies suck or not, like their characters are just iconic.
Yeah, no one
They got the big three, the original big three.
Yeah, no one has a Captain Marvel lunchbox.
Right, there's no such thing.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, though.
There's no such thing until recently.
There's no denying that. I don't deny it, and I like the character. I don't dislike her.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people who are excited because of how powerful she's supposed to be, but what we're getting into with Marvel. Is the characters. It's like, I like Tony Stark. I like Doctor Strange. You know, it's dope that he has these abilities. But I really like the actor and the personality. That's what I like about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Spider-Man films, the ones that I did like, you know.
Right.
I like Hawkeye's personality, his contrast. And it just seems very flat.
Mm.
So, you know, she's a good actress, though. So maybe she could pull it out.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Black Panther is nominated for Golden Globe.
That's very nice.
Best picture,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it wins.
Yeah,
really hope it wins.
Comic book movie got nominated. That's very rare.
Yeah,
that's
very rare.
So I'm not as excited about Captain Marvel, but I'm like you. I'm excited to see how it ties in.
We'll see. We'll see soon.
Excited to see how Nick Fury loses his eye.
I do want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's from the cat.
I think it's from the cat, and a lot of people are talking about it on the internet there, but it's the cat takes
Carol Danvers' cat
because the cat is like an alien. I think.
Yeah, it's like her alien guardian or something
into like a cat form or something like that.
They might not want to put that in the film.
That's too late.
Scared hell.
I think that's too late.
It's not as bad as Wings on the Ankles, but it's pretty.
Yeah, it's, that's next level.
Oh, it's very man. Smurfish. All right, so what else am I want to get into here before we run out of time?
Have we talked about the other Dark? I know we haven't met in a while, but the Dark Phoenix trailer.
Which one?
The Dark Phoenix trailer. Did we talk about that?
The one that came out about a few months ago.
I was interested by it.
2 months ago, okay.
Yeah,
was it like a month? It was like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I think we had to talk about a bit of it, but we could talk about it again.
No,
I mean, I was interested. I
personally,
I know you're
like
carrying that X-Men, Fox.
It's flying under
banner,
radar, but I'm
to the end, Tarek. To the end,
I figure out how they're going to space. Like, yeah. I didn't know that the jet can go to space.
It can't.
As what happens, they're going to go into space and end up in another universe. I'm like, whoa, that's it. They're
anything
in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's magic.
Anything can happen. That's true.
No, I was just. I don't know if we talked, but I'm excited about that one.
And I think it's going to be an okay movie.
Aquaman looks amazing, and I'm glad to see that. Is getting like early, like good reviews. Listen, early.
Aquaman comes out December 21st.
Yeah,
man, and we're not getting no movie previews for none of these movies.
For which one?
We need to get some movie previews, man.
We're getting Sony, Fox.
Before you go, talk to us, okay?
We're getting
we'll review your movie.
I'm excited because we're getting Infinity War from what I know, from what I've been reading.
Yeah, we're getting some previews.
Twitter sphere. We're getting Infinity War tomorrow, Friday. What's today? The 8th.
Yeah, we're talking about movie premieres.
So
we can see the movie before anybody else and we can talk about it.
Oh, the movie premieres. My bad. Yeah. I thought you were talking about trailers.
No.
There's a Spider-Man premiere this weekend.
Well, yeah, it's probably too late for that. But speaking about Spider-Man, that movie has
that
rave reviews.
Dude, 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, I rely on Rotten Tomatoes for everything, but that's still a good look.
Yeah. That's incredible. I enjoyed the scene that I saw at the end of Venom. So
yeah, I did too.
It was just out. I'm sold, so I'm ready to see it. Shout out to Andrea Molinari. He's the mind behind Caliber Comics. He's checking us out right now. Thanks for checking in. Andre, you can check out his interview. He's the creator of The Shepherd. He's an awesome comic book that I interviewed. I actually caught him in a Comic-Con, and we talked about his project there. That's an awesome book. Okay. Check it out. Getting back to what we're talking about today, talking about comic books in the comic book world of Marvel, they had Old Man Logan, which is the inspiration for the Logan movie.
Yeah.
They're also now making an Old Man Quill comic book.
Wow.
So it's a older Star-Lord.
Yeah.
So that lets us speculate, ladies and gentlemen. What kind of movie could they make in the future of old man Star-Lord
It's going to be just Han Solo movie part two.
You think so?
It's going to be The Force Awakens with Star-Lord.
Yeah,
he dies at the end.
What happens to Han Solo in between the Jedi and the Jedi. That's all it's
going to
be.
What'd you say, Joey?
I like Chris Pratt as an
actor. We don't know what the comic book story is about, so we don't know yet.
You talking about film adaptation?
We're talking about the comic.
Or we're talking about the actual comic book, my fault.
Yeah. There's a combo. Which if they adapted to some kind of movie,
Chris Pratt. That'd be
Chris Pratt as an old man.
Chris Pratt's alley.
Yeah.
They might do it kind of like a Western.
I don't know.
I could see it like playing off as a Western.
Interesting.
Series comic book, yeah.
Very interesting.
Like a space cowboy.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't checked out Cowboy Bebop, Japanese animation, it's a very famous animation. I recommend it. It's going to be on Netflix soon. They're making a live action version of this.
Yeah, I heard of
that. For Netflix, which is wow. I'm completely sold. Have you seen Cowboy Bebop?
No, I haven't.
You need to go see Cowboy Bebop.
All right, let's find it. See the Japan animation people.
Yeah,
this is where. It's gonna be like a lot of staring at each other.
No. This is a science fiction western at its best.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guys
are like bounty hunters and they go through all kinds of stuff and it's fun. It's a fun movie. It's a fun series. Sorry, it's not a movie. They do have a couple movies, but.
Because I tried to watch Naruto.
You like Dragon Ball, right? Dragon Ball Broly's coming out. Dragon Ball Broly's coming out December 14th. All the Dragon Ball heads are all excited about that.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
It's just kind of like it's like going to see a boxing match. These Dragon Ball Z movies,
right?
Yeah,
but like if the boxing match, after they punch gloves, they talk.
It's a movie. So they got to have some kind of plot, right?
They're talking and they tell each other what they're going to do.
So much dialogue,
and then somebody picks a planet and throws it at them. Right?
Wait till you see my third form.
Come on, man. People like Dragon Ball. I'll probably check it out just because I like it. What about you, Joey? Dragon Ball?
Man,
Dragon
Ball I've never been a big Dragon Ball guy.
We just lost half our audience right now. Yeah. Just kidding.
I respect it.
I respect it. I respect it in its fans.
Did anybody check out Fantastic Beasts, the Crimes of Grindelwald?
I think she didn't get to.
Grindelwald?
Crimes of Grindelwald.
Are you into that, the Wizarding World?
I got 1 foot in.
You got 1 foot in?
If a real fan... Because
I got a pinky toe.
You got a pinky toe? All right.
I went to see Fantastic Beasts. Like, all the Harry Potter movies are great. Don't get me wrong.
They are good.
But then, you know, when the first Fantastic Beasts came out... You know,
this goes back to what we're talking about Marvel. They're talking about when you start spreading out and starting to, you know, make it more complicated, making the story bigger, and you start losing people.
And I might say I'm excited to see them venture off and kind of thing, but in all reality, it's just like, I think because it's at my disposal, I won't, like, take my time out to go actually watch it. Hmm. Because it's like, I know, it's like the Netflix series. It takes me forever to sit down with the Marvel Netflix series.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, okay, it's there. I'll just catch next time.
I still haven't watched it.
You know what I mean? But, like, there's so much going on.
Go watch it. Joey, yeah, no, you don't do nothing. You got a girlfriend now. You probably don't go out anymore.
I got a girlfriend. I play 2K. I just got the new PlayStation Classic.
Yeah, see, we need to get
so
some. We need to get some game sessions up on the.
I still have not.
Culture Congress. I need to bring the PlayStation Classic. We need to run it on Tekken, on some Tekken.
Let's
or,
go.
What else? I got.
Let's go.
There's 20 games. I'm not going front. Like, I know it's staring off. It's way off topic from what we were talking about, but. Because I'm excited about I was excited about this PlayStation Classic when it was coming out.
And
pre-ordered
now you're not.
It and everything.
You got it?
I got it.
And it's
A. It's A. Like, I think the only games that really excite me are Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. I have that already. You could download that and play it on PlayStation 4.
Final Fantasy's on there.
Okay.
I think you could download that too on PlayStation 4 too.
What?
The Final Fantasy 7?
Probably. I mean, I just.
Not as hyped about it as
I don't know. I might be wrong.
But yeah, I think Metal Gear Solid, Tekken was dope. Intelligent Cube.
Hmm. I don't know what that is.
It was a really geeky thing. Like,
yeah.
I was deep
he's
in
deep in it.
Yeah. it was like a new.
You're a dedicated original Sony fan.
Yeah, legit. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't that excited. I thought they could have did well. I mean, Cool Borders 2 is on there, and I
Cool
like
Borders
that.
Is fun. That's a fun game to turn on and just do whatever, get crazy. Yep. Yeah,
I want the Dreamcast back.
That's what I need.
I got a Dreamcast.
I heard Sega's
in my house,
actually.
Son.
I heard. Well, rumors is that I heard Sega's trying to release a Dreamcast classic.
That'll be dope.
And it's cool. It's all like little.
But
I got
an OG Dreamcast though. I run it.
How do you connect that to a television now?
Yeah, it's just normal.
There's no AC.
There's no video. No RCA
composite things. That's it.
Yeah. New DJ. You probably got all kinds of cords.
You could burn the games too. Yeah. Burn the games to the regular CD. You play anything you want. You know, if you're intelligent enough to learn how.
You guys watch the Young Justice trailer?
No.
You seen that one?
No.
I got a second one.
Yeah, is it good?
It's good.
But that's the new series that's out on Disney Universe, DC Universe. Sorry, right?
Yeah,
the new season.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Talking about DC Universe, you know that Titans show that we destroyed here on the Culture Congress apparently has been moving, and people are actually kind of liking it now because they have the Doom Patrol was introduced. They introduced Hawk and Dove in it.
Yeah,
and it's been getting a lot of buzz because of that.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. People who are DC fans are like the first people who got into grunge. You know what I mean? They're just like, no, you guys are too mainstream. It's like, yo, what you're watching?
But people are about it now. Like, I see a lot of positive feedback from these later shows that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll never know. Somebody's gonna have to.
But if you're gonna watch Young Justice, you're gonna have the DC Universe. So there you go.
I'm
check it out.
Watch
too.
Young Justice and the old Batman animated series.
And that's it.
Probably it.
Come on, man.
That's it.
Give Titans a chance.
Titans can't get a chance. I was done. I could Titans
Joe,
go.
You,
I was
you
out.
Got that disposable income for some DC Universe?
I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I need to see more because I think I'm just playing, like literally, I'm with Derek. I'm just literally watching old Batman animated series. Yeah.
I wanted to get back to the Grindelwald thing. Did you understand that ending of it?
Yes.
The importance of the ending of the movie?
Yes.
Because you knew it or because you read it before in a book?
No. I mean.
Because apparently I didn't know what the heck was going on. And I brought my goddaughter to see it because she's a crazy Harry Potter fanatic.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, like some big revelation it was to apparently, you know, I guess you have to like read and like know a little bit.
I read an article after.
You see, you cheated. You did the Cliff Notes.
I read an article after I watched the movie and someone was like, why is it significant?
Mm-hmm.
And the dude in the article was like, I don't know why it's so significant, why people are so excited.
Yeah.
It was never alluded to before.
So,
you guys can spoil it for me. It doesn't.
You're not gonna go see it anyway, so stop.
Just drop it.
Go ahead, Tarek, you do it.
Damn,
I feel like I'm talking
Dumbledore
too much.
Dumbledore has a brother.
And he's like super powerful. Like he could like magic wand a mountain away, which is what he does like at the movie end of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the guy who's like the villain, or the from the first Fantastic Beasts, and it turns out it's Dumbledore's brother.
Wow. And is this Ezra Miller's character?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I guess the snake turns out to be this girl. The snake that Voldemort used to always have.
Uh-huh.
Turns out it's this girl.
Really?
Yeah.
The
snake.
You know why? I missed that connection.
Yeah, the girl.
Wow. Over my head.
Wow.
That whole thing. See? Look at that.
Yeah, they hit you with a misdirection.
I am not a true Wizarding World fan. I'm sorry.
I like it, though. Those people do the most.
Yeah,
they're well intentioned. I'm saying that. I know like 44 characters in Star Wars, so I can't. I can't really criticize too much.
Wow.
Now I gotta ask. Next, I'm moving back onto like the DC stuff. Margot Robbie did go onto Instagram last week and posted the script that she was reading for Birds of Prey.
Oh,
so that's a go.
That's a go. Go. Okay.
I thought that was just gonna be something that they just, you know. Oh, yeah, we're going to try and do this movie. But no, they're actually, she posted it last week on the gram.
Wow.
And it looks like they're going to be doing a Birds of Prey movie.
I'll rock with Birds
of Prey. I'm down with that. I'm down with that, definitely. I'm down for some Birds of Prey. I like that, the whole Huntress and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess it's going to be focused on Harley Quinn, though. That's what I understood. Because it has like a title of the re-up of Harley Quinn or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Use the word re-up?
I'm just making that.
We got Journey Smollett-Bell as Black Canary, Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress, Margot's coming back as Harley Quinn, and Ewan McGregor as Black Mask.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'm dope. I'm down with
McGregor,
it.
I'm in.
I am down. We are officially off Facebook right now because the Wi-Fi here crashed, so.
Easy.
So if you want to pick your nose, it's okay.
Yeah, good.
I gotta go, actually.
Oh, man, we got to wrap up. Okay, so let's wrap up quickly. All right, so Bumblebee is coming out December 8th. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. I'm interested in the 80s.
Okay, I'm hyped.
80s Michael Bay-ish.
Yeah.
See? Let's see what happens.
John Cena.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm invested. Right. Forget it. Might as well, right?
I want to see
Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
I'm in.
Already all day.
December 14th, ladies and gentlemen. Rave reviews. Go see it. Dragon Ball Z Brawly.
That week too, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, the sneakers. Yeah, the sneakers are dope. So Dragon Ball Z Brawly, that's a
illegal download.
Joey franchise.
I'll be next to him.
Yeah?
Watching it.
I might go see it if I'm bored. You know, if I'm really bored. Really, really, really bored. Okay, Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see it. Yeah.
Yes, Aquaman. Definitely. Will Marvel troll Aquaman with a Avengers 4 trailer?
Probably.
More than likely.
I think that's why they're dropping it early, so that way they can show it in theaters.
Yeah, I agree too. And Captain Marvel, I'm sure we'll be in that.
Right.
Beginning of that.
How crazy would it be to have a straight Marvel preview right before a DC movie?
And the last thing I want to touch, guys, if anybody has been watching, keeping up with any news about the Arrowverse, they're doing their Elseworlds.
Yes, I did see
crossover thing now where
I saw the Batman bat signals there.
Yeah, they're going to have the Batwoman character that we talked about here on the show.
But isn't that the one that's played by Old Girl from Orange and Black?
Yep.
Nice.
It's going to be her introduction to that universe, I guess. But it's Elseworlds, so I guess it's another Earth or something like that. Going back to what we talked about at the beginning of this podcast about too much stuff going on, losing people. But I guess the Arrowverse is used to it by now.
Yeah.
There's a black suited Superman in the show. I've seen that in the ad. So I don't know. I'm trying to catch up right now to Arrow right now for the new season. So I'm way behind. So I don't even know if it's going to be good or not. But if it's like Crisis on Earth X, that was great, man. That was some good stuff. You need to watch that.
I do need to watch that.
Just watch Crisis on Earth X. Just look at it. I think it's in Netflix. It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah. Try it out. Joy
I'm
franchise.
Not telling you when.
Yeah.
Arrowverse? No,
yeah,
not your thing.
I dabble in the Arrowverse from time to time.
Crisis on Earth X. Watch it. You'll like it.
Copy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Then Once Upon a Deadpool comes out December 12th. Tarek.
Deadpool's always going to get my money.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's another maybe. If I'm bored, probably. I don't know.
Maybe you gotta get yourself.
I'm more than likely will watch
a movie
it
pass,
just because I want. I need to laugh.
$10 a month.
Right? I need some laughter in my life. let's get our theme going. Is there anything else that we're forgetting about, guys? Tarek, let them know about all your adventures and all your things you got going on.
I'm probably going to take a nap a little later. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live stream that. And I'm going to make some mofongo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get that recipe?
I don't have one.
No?
No, I don't have one. I'm just going to go online.
You just randomly craving mofongo one day?
I had it for the first time.
You can do it.
Ah, okay.
Oh, it was dope, right? Nah, well, once you go mofongo, you can't go back. When you try that trifungo, though, the trifungo.
You're making that up.
No, it's a real thing. Google it. Google it. Trifungo.
You gotta do mondongo.
Mondongo, too. Mondongo's a little different. That's not the same.
It's like tripe. It's like a soup.
Soup.
Why has nobody told me about this?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Puerto Rico's part of the United States, man. Come on. You know about these things.
Get familiar.
It's American culture now. Anyway, Joey Franchise, let them know what's going on in your world.
Yep, always on Wild 94.1, 7 to midnight. Obviously, you can follow me on the socials at Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram. And excited because finally we get the Avengers 4 trailer, hopefully tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, we're getting Spider-Man Far From Home. And we can come back and talk about that.
Yes, definitely. We'll talk about more,
and we'll
of course.
We'll talk about The Gifted also. Guys,
yeah, so keep up with me on the socials. I'm definitely going to go all
we'll
in
let you carry
stuff.
That Fox flag,
let's talk
okay?
About The Gifted.
Yeah. Of course, me, as always, you keep up with my nocturnal life. DJ Speedy JR, all the socials on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And, of course, on the personal page on Facebook, you have to search for Luis Gonzalez, DJ Speedy JR, okay? So that's it for Geek Culture Congress today, ladies and gentlemen. Great show.
Peace.
And we'll see you on the flip side when that new Avengers 4 trailer comes out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.